What's up, beautiful people, and welcome to Inside Out Empowerment, where we are examining the science of personal excellence through the very real experience of today's most powerful thinkers, professional athletes, and the world's greatest entrepreneurs. We learn the mechanisms for designing the life and the results of our dreams, starting from the inside out. I'm entrepreneur Joshua Nussbaum and your host. Just watch me now. I don't have a guest on today's show, nor do I really feel like recording a super long, elaborated podcast. However, on today's episode, I'm going to share a really, really, really dope subject that I've kind of used as one of my own barometers growing up from one of the only people in my life that I would really consider a mentor, and that's the power of swag. So when I was a kid, I had a really strong relationship with my grandfather, who, by the way, is beyond studly. He's 100% blind. He grew up in economically destroyed New York in the Bronx with his brothers and sisters without enough potatoes to feed his family. You know, 100% blind, trying to grow up in a school system when being blind was the same as, for all intents and purposes, excuse the lack of political correctness, was the same as being retarded, right? Oh, you can go learn with the other kids, or oh, you can't learn with the other kids. You can just not come to school because we don't really know how to teach you. And, you know, without going into a huge spiel about my grandfather, who's one of those people that, you know, he walks into a room and you can just feel his presence. It's staggering. Somehow evolved from stumbling across an accordion that had been thrown away in the dumpster and teaching himself how to play to owning and operating one of the world's greatest musical production companies on the planet. It's not just his talent as a musician or his financial success or his lifestyle, you know, living on a yacht. He's one of the only people I've ever met, especially in my adolescent years, that I had ever met is a better way to say, that has just truly mastered life on so many different levels. And the older I get and the more I look at it, the more I fucking appreciate just like, wow, like, you know, I respected that before, but holy shit, that's now that I've tried to have a family, now that I've tried to have a relationship for more than however many years, that's difficult. He's married the same girl he's been dating since he was 17 years old. They've been together for, well, I don't want to say how many years because he would probably be pissed at me telling you how old he is. Okay, fine, fuck it. I'm going to hope that he never listens to this. He's 84 years old. Wayne, I apologize if you ever hear this. Moral of the story is, he's someone I look up to. And I could rage and rage and rage and rage about how fucking incredible he is and go into multiple stories. And honestly, I should probably have him on this podcast. And he'd sit there and just elevate all of us. Just because he's one of those guys that reeks of extraordinary wisdom and just says the thing that you need to fucking hear when you need to hear it. But when I was a kid and, you know, I was probably 19 years old, you know, and I had a job working at a car dealership, you know, and I had worked my way up from sales guy up to closer and then closer up to special finance manager because I was a business major in college at the time. And then I became the finance manager of the dealership. And I remember having a conversation with my grandfather and we went and we met on his really, really amazing yacht that he used to take out with his, I say used to, but he still takes the yacht out, but his wife would drive and he would sit there and they'd have parties and, you know, he plays piano and literally any instrument that you can hand him. He's one of those just elevating beings. I'm sorry. I'm like, felling is the word in Yiddish. It just means like I melt when I think about him. And there's not very many people in the world that I really feel that way about, but he's just extraordinary in every way possible. He's the most financially successful, emotionally sensitive, pragmatic, spiritually elevated, intellectually capable human being that I think I've met that just hits it on every level. But anyway, you know, so I'm talking to him and I'm like, I'm doing a little worse in school, but I'm making a little bit more money. You know, he asked me how I'm doing and I gave him some super really elaborate overly analytical answer that, you know, my 19-year-old self is like, I know you want a true answer, but I don't really know how to answer you on how I'm doing. Like, I'm getting like B pluses and A minuses in school, and I'm doing pretty well with girls, you know, but I'm working a lot and I don't really like work, but I'm making a lot of money doing work. I mean, how do you mean am I doing well? And he responded to me with this. Like, he just has a way of simplifying things, which is hilarious. And, you know, he's a musician, so he has that certain sort of like creative, smooth swag to him that makes his like simplicity seem stylistic. And he's like, you know what, son? Nick puts his hand on my shoulder. I'm his grandson, but he doesn't like exposing the fact that he's a grandfather, even though he's 83. Again, Wayne, I apologize. And goes, whenever I'm not sure, I just check in with my swag. How's my swag doing? I'm like, what do you mean? Like your style? Like, you know, now I own a supplement company. So I was like, yo, can I get some swag? It means like free apparel or like fucking shaker bottles or just random shit that you give away. He's like, no. I check in and say, how's my swag? Swag is an acronym. I was like, okay, what does swag stand for? Thinking he's going to teach me the actual, you know, okay, I'm going to hear like a fucking life history lesson about what swag stands for. And he's like, no, swag is my barometer. Am I doing well or am I not doing well? How's my swag? And swag stands for strength, worthiness, awareness, and gratitude. And that's what I want to check in with you today about. It's not going to be long because strength has a fucking shit ton of things that we could talk about. Your worthiness, God, that's like, you know, 6 or 7 books we could write. Awareness, don't get me started, man. It depends what line you're toting or what you're preaching about. And gratitude, fuck, man. I mean, that's a constant challenge. I just want to talk about like on a very brief check-in, if you're not sure how you're doing, or at any given point, if you don't have time to listen to a podcast, you don't have time to read a motivational book, or you don't have time to get rah-rah and like take a cold fucking shower and do a couple of shots of wheatgrass, take my grandfather's advice and just check in with your swag. Are you being strong? Are you worthy of what you're trying to accomplish? Are you being aware and acknowledging life as it is? And are you being grateful? So this is not like a end all be all life lesson. But let's just touch on each of those points real quick as a check-in for you. You know what? Actually, fuck it. I wanna Google right now here. I'm gonna Google the definition of strength. Because I remember that's what I did at the time. I was literally on his boat and I Googled strength. So let's look at that. Strength definition. Your capacity for exertion towards a cause, endurance, or capacity to resist an outside force. I hope you don't need me to connect those dots. But are you being strong? You know, there's a lot of times that you want something really noble, that you're trying towards something super noble, that you have the right intention, you have the right game plan, but sometimes it just fucking requires strength. Your capacity for exertion. Are you exerting? Are you exploding? Are you moving? Are you pushing? Are you creating a certain amount of explosiveness towards what the fuck it is that you're trying to accomplish? Or better yet, the greatest strength I've ever... I'm a natural promoter. I'm a natural extrovert. You know, the most powerful strength I've ever had to summon is my capacity for resisting an outside force. So sometimes that's the strength. So here we're doing the check-in. How's your swag? Number one, your capacity for exertion, and I'm just going to like paraphrase it, your capacity for exertion or resistance. Do you have massive outside forces that are weighing on you that you're giving into instead of pushing towards your goal? Well, that's not very fucking strong. So correct it. Or you want something. How's your capacity for exertion? Are you exerting in that direction? Are you exploding in that direction? Are you fucking mustering the pistons to fire? Do you even know what the hell direction you're fucking headed in? So check in with your strength. Number two is worthiness. I've read a couple of books. I've spoken to multiple people. And I'm not here to talk to you about your self-worth. Like, am I worth having something good? Am I worthy of people liking me? Who am I to create change? I don't want to broach that subject because that's not really a 10-minute fucking podcast that I'm aiming for right now. But my number two in one of the greatest businesses that I've created thus far referenced a book that she had read. And she said, if opportunity or success or creativity or whatever it is that you want said to you, I will come to you. I will present myself to you. I will be yours to utilize if you are willing to capitalize on me. Would you say, yes, I'm willing to capitalize on you? And think about that for a second. Would you answer yes, that if creativity presented itself to you or opportunity presented itself to you, that you're ready to capitalize on it? Are you willing to take the plunge? Are you willing to take the risks? Are you willing to work as hard as you need to? Are you willing to take the criticism because you know that what you have is going to improve the fucking world around you? Look at worthiness just in that sense. I don't want to talk about worth like, oh, well, you know, I fucked up this when I was 9 and that led to this other fucking issue, which makes me feel like, you know, I really want big things in life, but I'm really not worth it. Just look at worthiness in this sense. If opportunity presented itself to you, if said to you, I will present myself to you, I will be yours for the taking if you are willing to capitalize on me when I present myself, would you do it? Would you say, yes, I'm ready for you? If creativity said, I will present myself to you if in the event that I give myself to you, God, it sounds like my college days. I'm getting glared at right now from the studio. If I presented myself to you, if I gave myself to you, are you willing to go for it? Because the average bear, opportunity is all around them. But if creativity presented itself and they said, holy shit, here's a brand new idea. Here's a fucking crazy way of doing things that's wildly different from the way that they're doing things or that the world is doing things. They'd be like, oh shit, well, you know, I'd have to quit my job as, you know, a toll booth collector or a tax auditor or a receptionist or a doctor or a chiropractor or whatever the fuck it is. So if you're aiming for greatness, check in with your worth. Not like, am I worthy as a human being? And, you know, I've done these things good and these things bad, and that somehow adds up to some random fucking score that someone is keeping track of. But look, if worthiness just meant, if something was presented to you, are you down to pick it up and run with it? Would you answer, yes, I am ready, I am willing, I am able, and therefore I am worthy? Because if you're not, then stop fucking fooling yourself and feeling bad about your current position. Awareness is the opposite of somebody on a pulpit that pretends to preach how things are when really what they're doing is preaching how things should be. Awareness is the easiest one and the hardest one all at the same time. It is simply a capacity to view things as they are. How is my awareness? I aimed for this. I achieved this. Awareness is just a capacity to acknowledge things as they are. You know, confrontation in and of itself doesn't mean being abrasive. It just means bringing the truth to light, which a lot of people don't like. You know, I saw a quote that said, truth is like poetry and most people hate poetry. And that's true. So don't hate it. It's not like poetry. Nevertheless, just be aware. Have a capacity to be aware of what the fuck is around you. You fucked up. You fell short. Don't make it mean something it doesn't. Don't say I fell short because I'm a piece of shit. Say I fell short because I didn't exert enough effort. Or I fell short because I didn't see the angle and next time I want to see the angle. Or you just do a simple so what, now what? So what was it? And you just acknowledge it for whatever it was. And a now what? Well, now what do I want to do as a result of what I have seen and what I have observed? There's no underlying meaning. So what? So I wanted to produce $263,000 in the month of July. And I produced $501,000 in the month of July. I fell $62,000 short. That is awareness. It's a cold, hard, motherfucking fact. Does that mean I'm good? Does that mean I'm bad? Does that mean I'm super successful compared to all of the fucking people that lost money last month? Does that mean that I'm nothing compared to the Donald Trumps of the world who blah, blah, blah? No, dude, fuck all of that. Awareness is just seeing things as they are. It's very simple. You know what do they say in AA? 12 steps. It's simple, but not easy. I think this is one of those things. It's very simple. Awareness is just a capacity to see things as they are without giving it the filter of your own comfort level or your own filter that makes it more digestible or less digestible, or takes a fact and then skews it so that it's palatable to the rest of the world. You got strength, your capacity for exertion or resistance. You have your worthiness. If the opportunity or creativity presented itself to you, are you ready, willing, and able to capitalize? And out of those three, honestly, the willingness is the most important. You have awareness. Make sure what you're looking at is what actually is, not what actually is through the sphere of your own bullshit excuses to make it more palatable for yourself or others. And this one's the hardest one for me and the most important, according to my grandpa. Gratitude, strength, worthiness, awareness, and gratitude. You know, my grandfather was good friends with Wayne Dyer and a constant proponent and supporter of his philosophies and his books and his tapes and his seminars. And I think just through fucking osmosis, before I really knew that, I became a Wayne Dyer fan. And then once I knew my grandfather loved him, I loved him that much more and got to meet him and became friends with him. And he said something that made a lot of sense. At any given stage in your life, you are going to be at a position, a choice point, to decide if you are grateful for the things that are around you or at a state of scarcity to need more than what's in your life. And it sounds very simple. And I guess, again, it's simple but not easy. A lot of people say, yeah, well, fuck, you know, I'm thankful for my health, or my girlfriend has big boobs, or my dad provides for me, or whatever the fuck they're thankful for, right? You know, this thing is going well, but that thing's going bad. This thing is going well, but that thing's going bad. So they're in a state of constant quasi-gratitude. When you change states, for you to say, I will be truly grateful when this blah, blah, blah goal is accomplished. I will consider that successful. I will consider that achievement, or even if it's not that conscious, I just want something so badly. I want this person. I want this feeling. I want this. Fuck. When my goddamn supplement business yields $2 million a month in gross, I will have touched enough lives to feel fucking successful, and I'm going to kick my fucking feet up. I'm going to give everyone a raise, and I'm going to chill. Well, while I acknowledge the tone and the volume, that's a very loud, very cool, very, I don't know, ambitious, compelling ambition, it also screams to me of scarcity, because it says what I have right now isn't good enough. And when you reach $2 million and you've given everybody a raise and you have a person that loves you, you're just going to be in a different situation that gives you the same exact fucking question and answer that you have now. Am I choosing to be grateful for the things that I have in my life, or do I need more to be fulfilled? What I've learned is an attitude of gratitude is always fucking fulfilling. It always fucking serves you. And just because you're grateful for something doesn't mean that you don't have the capacity or drive to achieve more. You know, when I pick up a fucking quarter, I did this today walking to the gas station. I picked up a quarter off the ground. I picked it up. I realized that abundance had entered my life, that money was coming to me. I picked it up off the ground. I didn't kiss it because that would have been unsanitary. I said, thank you, universe. I want this and more. What is that state of being? It's a state of gratitude and it's a state of aspiration. And most people say, okay, I can strive to want to achieve more and push and be hungry and be unsatisfied, or I can be grateful. Fuck that. You can always be grateful. You can always be appreciative. You can always be in a state of acknowledgement of what the hell you have and what the hell has come to you, and do exactly what I did when I picked up that quarter. Say thank you, this and more. So I'm going to leave you on that note. I'm not really trying to have a super long, super elongated discussion with you tonight, but feel free. Next time you need a little check-in or a little refresh, or you just want to do one of those internal barometers, say, hey, how's my swag? Am I being strong? Am I worthy? Am I being aware? Am I being grateful? I love you guys. I hope this was helpful. Talk to you soon. Inside Out Empowerment is written and produced by me, Joshua Nussbaum. But when it comes to all things editing, mixing, mastering, I have to give hats off
Resonate Recordings has been amazing to work with. If you have a podcast or you're thinking about starting a podcast, I knew I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to say, didn't really know how I was going to go about putting it into podcast format, get it into an RSS feed, upload it to iTunes, all that stuff. And the owner of Resonate Recordings, Jacob, has really stepped up to the plate. Go ahead and mention Inside Out Empowerment when you talk to them, and you'll get your first episode mixed and mastered for free. If you guys are looking to level up your life and be entertained in the process, go ahead and subscribe so you don't miss my weekly podcast. I'm highly responsive. Please, I'm going to leave the show notes below, complete with all the ways you can connect with me on Instagram at RevLabsPrez, on YouTube at Joshua Nussbaum. This is here for you guys. Please reach out, connect, like, comment, subscribe, ask me questions, tag me. I'm here for you. Let's tailor this bad boy and live an empowered life. Talk soon. Just watch me now.